an open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio.
Oh, they got it! On the run, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
And we welcome you to this Football Tuesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Going to have Bernie Kosar in the house to further break down Sunday's loss against the Redskins, but also talk about the upcoming game, the big challenge ahead for the Browns traveling to Denver on Sunday. We'll get his thoughts of playing in the Mile High City. And then we're going to hear from Chris Tabor. He is the special teams coach for the Browns. Want to hear his take on what's gone on, especially these last 2 weeks with special teams. Not that there was a lot that we could take away on the bright side of Sunday's loss to the Redskins, a poor performance pretty much all the way around. But the return game was solid and has been good for much of this year. So has the coverage of kicks. So Chris Tabor is going to talk with us about that. We'll go back to that Kansas City game, too, where Travis Benjamin had that 93-yard, that record-setting return for a touchdown on the punt return against the Chiefs. Craig Robertson, rookie linebacker for the Browns, is going to join us as well. Jameer Howerton takes us inside the room. And on the news front, the Browns announcing today that they have a new team president. His name is Alex Shiner. He is joining the team from the Dallas Cowboys, where he had spent the last 5 years as senior vice president and general counsel. So in his role as president of the Browns, Alex Shiner will oversee all aspects of the day-to-day business operations. That includes the in-game stadium enhancements and local television and radio broadcasting, the broadcasting that's produced by the Browns. And he will start with the team on January 7th. In addition to this announcement, it was also announced by Chief Executive Officer Joe Banner that the Executive Vice President of Business Operations, Brian Wiedemeyer, that role will transition him into a different role in which he will work closely with Joe Banner, and that they will focus on long-term strategic planning for the organization, and that would include stadium projects and other capital endeavors. A very exciting hire with Alex Shiner coming to this team because he comes from a very progressive thinking and wide open with the imagination, Dallas Cowboys, and that unbelievable castle of a stadium that we had a chance to see when the Browns played there this year. I had actually been to it earlier at a Super Bowl. An amazing place with amazing, you talk about an incredible in-game experience, and I'm not saying he can duplicate that in Cleveland Browns Stadium, but he brings a lot of know-how that will no doubt allow the Browns to improve what people experience at the stadium. And this comes under the heading of Jimmy Haslam, the new owner, and Joe Banner just making good on what they promised to bring the highest end people, the world class type of talent that is available in the league in different roles. I mean, the football side of this will come under their heading. This isn't just going to be the accoutrements, the business side, which fans will always think about second after football, but it's highly, you know, it's really important. It's big stuff. It is your experience. What you're laying down ticket money, and you want the best experience you can, and that's where the brain power, the imagination, the creativity, the business savvy of someone like Alex Shiner can help a great deal for the Browns. It was also announced by the Browns today that defensive back Prince Miller and linebacker Adrian Moten have been signed by the team. Hall Davis was elevated from the practice squad to the active roster, and linebacker James Michael Johnson and safety TJ Ward have been placed on injured reserve, both with knee injuries. Neither injury, according to the Browns, require surgery. So there's some news for you. And we will also get to your questions and comments that you submit to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. Jake from Twitter, he says, the Browns need to pick up Tim Tebow. He's the biggest waste on the bench of the Jets. I'd take him any day. I wouldn't, Jake. I wouldn't. I think last night's game, where he was brought in at the most promising moment of a series that the Jets had going with Mark Sanchez. He's brought in, and what does he basically do? Fumbles, and then there's a penalty on the Titans, and that was the only reason it turned into a positive play. But I think it broke up the rhythm of a quarterback who wasn't playing well, didn't play well, and I'm not sure if it mattered to the big picture of Mark Sanchez's game. But I don't see what the input is that he brings that is going to be all that helpful to a team. I really don't. And I don't think he would upgrade anything for the Browns to bring him in to do what. And if you're suggesting he starts, I don't see it. The Jets had ample opportunity and ample reason to put him on the field as a to replace a struggling quarterback. So, no, I'm not down with that at all. And also on the quarterback topic, Michael from Twitter says, "Dear Santa, all I want for Christmas is for the Browns to give Colt McCoy the ball already." Well, I'm not going to be Santa here, and I won't be Scrooge. I guess I will be Scrooge for you because I don't agree with you, Michael. I don't think it's time for a quarterback change for these final two games. Yes, Brandon Wheaton struggled mightily against the Redskins, but you need to see what he does in the full season. Let it play out. Let him have his full 16 games with two left, and then let the powers that be that decide what they want to do with him at quarterback, decide that he is or isn't the answer long term. And I think you get the full evidence from a full season. How does he bounce back? Does he bounce back? And that, to segue, is going to be a topic that we are going to address next in about 2 minutes with Bernie Kosar, the quarterback from the Browns' past, will be in the house to talk with us about Brandon Wheaton, about the Browns and their loss to the Redskins and other Browns topics. That's next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as you listen to ESPN 850 WKNR.
John can't wait. His new F-150 will be here in 30 minutes.
His new what?
F-150. Liberty Ford is delivering it to the house.
Delivering? Are you two just made of money?
No, we were busy later, so they're bringing it to us, paperwork and all. And with the deal we got, I'd say Liberty just made it really convenient.
Ugh, that's just too easy.
No, that's just Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
The following was inspired by an actual conversation.
Hello, Arby's.
Hi, who sliced your meat today?
Doug. Why?
Is Doug a robot?
No, Doug's not a robot.
Is non-robot Doug freshly slicing roast beef for the Arby's French dip and Swiss sandwich, and then adding melted Swiss and a cup of steaming au jus?
yeah, actually he is.
Good. I will take human Doug over a machine any day.
Get two Arby's French dip sandwiches for just $5 at participating restaurants for a limited time. Arby's, slicing up freshness.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like mobile deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And virtual wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use mobile deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with Printer Ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now, get a $15 iTunes gift card instantly when you spend $75 or more on ink at Staples. It's a no-brainer. Staples, that was easy.
In-store only, ends 12/24/12. Gift cards not returnable. Returned ink refund amount reduced by gift card value. Excludes Epson inks, subject to availability while supplies last. No rain checks, limit to Apple not participating in or sponsoring promotion.
The Home Depot Project Loan is a simple way to put big projects within reach. You not only get no payments and no interest for 6 months, you also get the flexibility of paying it off anytime. So whether it's new flooring or a whole new kitchen, the Project Loan makes it easy and we make it possible. Get started now. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Is there a serious golfer on your shopping list? This holiday, give them the gift of better golf from Golf Tech. For just $199, they'll get a complete swing evaluation, a 30-minute lesson with a certified golf tech coach, plus a video-based practice session, all in our fully equipped indoor training bays. Make your golfer happy this holiday. Give them some game from the leader in golf improvement. Call Golf Tech Cleveland at 440-348-1757, 440-348-1757, or golftec.com/holiday.
On this Football Tuesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and Browns fans, lock in your seats for the 2013 season today. Browns season tickets make a great holiday gift, and place your deposit for new 2013 season tickets before December 25th and receive a special Browns holiday certificate. Go to clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube.
Bernie, Bernie, oh yeah, how you can throw. Bernie. Oh.
And he joins us each week on this show, the quarterback Bernie Kosar. And Bernie, it was fun while it lasted. Enjoyed that that three-game run, and it does come to not just a screeching halt, but I think maybe the more troublesome thing was, for the first time this season, really, you might look at the Giants game and say, well, that wasn't one that the Browns had a whole lot of chance in, although they were leading and it came away that way. They did get a lead in this game, but I thought this was a game where they just didn't play well and where you didn't feel, even in losing, that it was something positive you could look at.
Well, I thought in the game, you know, we had a three-game winning streak. Jump out 7-0, you know, the brain can't help but start thinking about, you know, getting another one and how good things are feeling. But Washington really showed that, one, they're a really good team. Mike Shanahan and his staff did a phenomenal job. And me and Coach Shanahan go back many years. Actually, the first time I ever got on a plane, 17-year-old kid, fly down to University of Florida, and Coach Shanahan greets me. He was the offensive coordinator at Gainesville back then for the Gators. And our paths have crossed much through the years when he, in the AFC Championship games, when he was a coordinator for John Elway early on, and some of those games we like not to remember, like the drive and the fumble.
Yeah.
But he's got so much experience, and he's been good with quarterbacks throughout his career. And I thought that the systemically, they call a fantastic game. I had a fantastic game plan.
Yeah, there was really, really good work done by Shanahan, his son Kyle, the offensive coordinator, Jim Haslett, who I know you know well as the defensive coordinator. You played against him when he was a linebacker in this league for Buffalo. And, yeah, I look at it as sort of a game that, again, was one where, for the first time this year, too, even though Brandon Whedon has had some rough outings, the Philadelphia game was his worst, but I'd put this one probably right behind that one, those two picks being the huge difference in this game. But it wasn't just that, Bernie. He was off target on some throws. He didn't look comfortable in other situations. He just didn't seem to be in that place of confidence throughout the game.
Well, unfortunately, I think I have to concur with you. The Washington during the game, we were running some bunch formations and things. They were bringing their safeties up, both safeties up. So it made the pre-snap read a little bit challenging and tough to see. It was even tough to see for me up in a nice seat looking down at all 22, let alone being at field level where you don't see as good. But I thought that, you know, there was times where probably was looking at the receiver a little quicker than he wanted to. I think he understands. There's no doubt he understands his reads. I had this issue at times where I had to make myself not go to the guys too quick, because in turn then you look at them too quick and the play hasn't developed. The defense hasn't expanded. And with Washington playing guys around the line of scrimmage, they were kind of reading his eyes, I think, and jumping the patterns early when he tended to look at them.
Okay, and that's the thing. When safeties are up for a quarterback, What are the real issues there, and what can be done to counter that? Because obviously every team can try to do something to you to make it difficult.
Well, first, and I'm saying this somewhat in jest, but that is kind of what I used to go to church to pray for. Okay, is to make sure that safeties are up, because I enjoy that. I love that, because it, to me, my brain and the receptors go off and they start screaming, go deep, go deep, go deep. And you saw the adjustments even Coach Shermer made on the play to Travis Benjamin.
Right.
I mean, the long play, that was an adjustment to those safeties being up. When you have everybody around the line of scrimmage, I look at that as an insult to me as a quarterback. They don't respect me and my ability to throw deep. And you have to make those guys get the heck out of that area around the line of scrimmage. Them safeties need to be deeper, and as a quarterback perspective, it's a sign of disrespect that they're up there that close. And you just have to throw the deep ball. And we did it. Probably should, looking back, probably wanted to do it a little more.
Right.
But Coach Shermer makes a nice adjustment, puts in Travis Benjamin, and takes advantage of those safeties around the line of scrimmage, and hits the, I think it was, 69-yard pass.
Yep, for a touchdown. Bernie Kosar joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Bernie, the other thing is Brandon Whedon's overall mindset, and I think one of the things that this guy has shown us is resilience, that when he's had those tougher games, those tougher outings, and tough losses, ones that can linger, I think, with anybody, but you especially look at the quarterback and what his mindset is. How do you see him, what you know of him, how do you see him responding from a game like this where he's going to clearly feel like, you know, he was a large part of the reason for the loss?
Well, again, I don't pin things on any one guy, but his mindset and his confidence level, I think, is really good, and that helps get past issues like this and then the ability to go on to the next game. He has a good demeanor about him to handle this. So unfortunately, it's something you don't want to be handling, but I think he can and will. Unfortunately, and I'm looking for him and check him out this week to make sure he knows, going to Denver, okay, first, it's the Peyton Manning, it's all that stuff. They're fighting for the number two seed. We got all that going. But playing Denver with Von Miller and the way they come after you and the way they play that front seven and get pressure on the quarterback, he has a whole host of issues to pay attention to and deal with this week. So I think he'll get into that real quickly, because it's a tough, tough challenge going there. But one of the things I definitely need to talk to him about and tell him is I've played out there a lot. I've got more experience than anybody playing up in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
And with that high altitude and his big old arm, he overthrew a couple guys in Cleveland this past Sunday. In Denver, I would highly recommend he throws the ball, get out there Saturday and practice some throws, because that high altitude, you throw the ball a good few yards farther. So you need to be able to take stuff off your deep ball or let the guy run farther, because it's great for your ego the way at that altitude in Denver. A quarterback, punter, and kicker can get the ball going so much farther.
Yeah, it definitely.
It really does. You know, Vic, you've been out there.
I have. I feel I get the headaches when I'm out there, too. Yeah, it does affect you, and you're not there long enough to really get acclimated to it, but you make such a great point. It affects the travel of the football. Absolutely.
It does. So everything, even like Hodges punting, you know, when you're trying to angle a punt and you're at the 50-yard line or the 45-yard line and you're 55 yards away from the end zone, you know, you got to alter your thinking, because you will kick it farther. And again, I say it in jest, but it's true. It's great for the ego, because your ball is going to go farther, and you don't want to be punting balls from the 50-yard line into the end zone. You know, you need to take a little off it, or you need to angle it, because the flight of the ball is definitely going farther.
Yeah, you want to feel good from an ego standpoint, but you want to be accurate, too. Yeah,
and again, you don't want to be from the minus 40-yard line getting a 60-yard punt, but it goes in the end zone, so they get the ball on the 20. I mean, you have to really play the mental game, and that's why I was a big believer and getting on that field on Saturday and doing something where you could see and test it, or going early to the stadium on Sunday, because you need to test it out, because people talk about it. When you're young, you really don't believe it, but it does happen. It is a factor.
Speaking of mindset, looking at the running game and just seeing how, with Trent Richardson, how things have not gone the way that I'm sure he wants them to, or anybody does, with not having those explosive carries. He is finding the end zone and finding it like crazy with 11 touchdown runs, and that's been remarkable. He had the two, of course, in this last game. But, you know, his best work being done in that short, confined area, and I don't want to diminish that. But it's the work that's not happening for him, at least in terms of productivity. And it looks to me, and you brought it up earlier with regard to Brandon Weeden, you bunch things in there, certainly daring the Browns to throw, because you want to eliminate Trent Richardson. But how do you get it to where he, because opponents that face Adrian Peterson are doing the same thing. So what's the difference, and how do you make it so that this young guy is starting to find those bigger opportunities?
Well, Adrian Peterson is a man all to himself. He's in a league of his own. And what he did this past weekend, those runs, you're right, it was tight, but it was extremely tight with both safeties. Very rarely do you see both safeties up like we had the other day. A lot of times you'll see one, which Adrian Peterson saw with eight in the box, but there was the deep safety and the deep third behind him. In our game Sunday, we had both of those safeties coming up in and around the box area where they could get to the line of scrimmage in less than half a second. They were way too close. That's incredibly troublesome for the running game. And, yeah, you could say some things that maybe he's looking around. Well, if there's 11 guys in the area, I don't really blame him for looking around, because it's really challenging, to almost impossible, to block up all those guys and create a hole. And that's why, again, I'm not trying to dump on the Bernie Bombs away here. I'm not trying to dump on anybody, but it's an insult to me as a quarterback to see two safeties come up and have press coverage outside. It's all you. They're daring you, and I would throw every, and I say this in jest, but any of my teammates know, I went back and throw three bombs in a row. And just didn't. You have to. That has to stop, because you're going to get your running back killed with all those guys up there. And it's just, again, as a quarterback, I just looked at it as a sign of disrespect.
Right.
And it just really bothers. Still bothers me. Still listen to me talking. Still bothers. I feel they're having flashbacks. I could see Gary Danielson laughing at me because I called the same play three times in a row.
Yeah, I'm sitting here thinking he's got the names of those safeties who are long retired from football, but you got their list.
I got a call today from Ronnie Lott, so I'm even more grumpy about it. You know, I'm thinking about these safeties up in there now.
Hey, Denver, and I won't take you through the horrific memories of Denver yet. We'll maybe save that for another time. But no, but here's the thing. It's Peyton.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. But Peyton Manning. Now, what an amazing story this is, and it has to be, again, in your quarterback loving mind, it has to be something to see what this guy is able to do. Neck surgery, the whole thing was his career was in doubt and all this stuff, and missed all the last year. And my gosh, he looks like he's playing better than he ever has.
Well, I'm chuckling here because yes, that's all accurate, but on just a simplistic line of thinking, I'm not trying to say I'm Peyton Manning, but even that quarterback mentality to just succeed. There's so many people who are saying things negative about him. He's not going to be back. His arm isn't any good. Can't throw bombs. Won't be able to succeed. On just a simplistic ego side of it, since we've been talking about it so much during the interview, he doesn't want to fail. He doesn't want to be all those naysayers to be right. And his will to win, his drive to win, his drive to be successful – is an obsession that a lot of us have. I mean, I still have it today. I'm so proud to get back into certain things I'm doing.
Sure.
When people said you couldn't do it. Well, it's the same mindset I think Peyton Manning has. He's so locked in, focused, and this doesn't bode well for us in the Browns this weekend, unfortunately. He's so locked in and focused to be successful, to make plays, to win games, and you could see him on the sideline, you could see it in his face, and most importantly, you could see it in his play. He has his arm 100%, no, but he's figuring out how to throw those bombs when 11 people are up, when both safeties are up. You saw in the game last week, even with a nice lead, he threw a deep 51-yard touchdown pass down the left sideline, beautifully thrown. He's picking his spots to go deep, and he's almost like a surgeon out there. He's precisely looking at each play individually, and how could I make it successful? And he's picking people apart, and it's awesome to watch. I mean, I'm going out to Denver. I
yes.
As much bad memories as I have, I'm going out there because I want to see how we handle it. I want to see how Brandon Whedon comes back from the game. I want to see how we go attack him, and I want to just watch Peyton Manning because it's just an honor to watch somebody play that position like I like to play it.
And you want to pick up a ball and throw it in that altitude and just see how far it'll go.
Oh, that's right. I'm going to get on the field and chug a couple around, exactly.
Bernie, thank you so much, my man.
That's great, bud.
All right. He is Bernie Kosar, the one and only, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Such a bargain shopper.
More shoes?
Actually, I found the deal of my dreams online at LibertyFord.com.
You can't believe everything you read on the internet.
You can at Liberty Ford. Paid the online price, got a Carfax and repair history, plus they gave me more for my trade than I had researched online.
We'll see what happens when you get there.
But it happened yesterday, just like they said it would.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Steak and Lube, we're famous for 18 flavors of incredible wings. Voted best wings in the USA. But ooh, baby, there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, specialty drinks, and drafts. All served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube. And every Tuesday is all-you-can-eat wing night.
Great times, great food. Get too quick to Steak and Lube.
Is this the year your business doubles in size? Or maybe triples? At First Merit Bank, we'll tailor a solution to meet the unique needs of your business. With a full range of business lending solutions for buying your own building, financing a new piece of equipment, or establishing a line of credit, our business is helping you grow yours. Call us today to start the conversation at 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Subject to credit approval.
Hey Browns fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your waste. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources in the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
The Harlem Globetrotters will bring the ultimate in sports entertainment to Cleveland on December 27th at 7 p.m. For the first time ever, the Globetrotters will let fans rewrite the rules of the game. Two basketballs? Double the points? A penalty box? You decide. You and your family will remember this Globetrotters game forever. See the world's most famous team live at Quicken Loans Arena on Thursday, December 27th. Buy your tickets today at theqarena.com and vote for your favorite rule at harlemglobetrotters.com.
Hey guys, it's Will Burge here for Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. Need a fresh haircut? Come join me and the ESPN Cleveland Street Team on December 19th from 4 to 6 p.m. at Lady Jane's newest location in Willoughby. Lady Jane's is full of HD plasma TVs and pool tables, so come sit back in a comfy leather recliner and get your haircut by one of their beautiful and talented stylists. Stop on out and see me on December 19th from 4 to 6 p.m. at Lady Jane's, located on Euclid Avenue in Willoughby. Lady Jane's is wicked awesome.
All the model year-end sales are here, and while you're being bombarded with deal here, deal there, you should know for the real deal, look no further than Gillingham Ford. Gillingham Ford welcomes you like a member of the family, explains why and how. Gillingham Ford, home of the real deal. Check out their new simplified website with easy navigation to the points of your interest. Now, Gillingham believes it's an obligation to make every aspect of your buying your next vehicle easy and simple as possible. They integrate their three pillars of customer service, honest, fair, and open, start to finish. Just search, find, and select your options online. Next, set the appointment. Lastly, and most importantly, it's the drive. Let 150-plus years of sales team experience guide you through the best buying experience you'll ever have. They promise. Visit BobGillinghamFord.com or stop in 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma, 216-398-1300. Gillingham Ford, home of the real deal.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Vic Carucci. On this Football Tuesday. And we take you inside the locker room on this show. Our own Jameer Howerton goes there. And today he sits down with rookie linebacker Craig Robertson. Jameer, take it away.
I'm now joined by rookie linebacker Craig Robertson. Craig, after you and your teammates just left the team meeting room looking at the film, what did you take away from yesterday's game?
We just got to stay on our keys a bit more, play a little bit harder, and just find a way to make that key play.
And for yourself, what are some of the things that you feel as an individual player that needs to work on after you looked at that game?
Just continue to have a high motor at all times, 100% of the plays, not 99, not 98, 100%. That's always been my driving factor. And I just got to continue to keep working hard every single play, no matter what the play is.
Clearly, players were very upset after yesterday's game, but how's the mood in and around the locker room?
Still upset. You know, that's a game, you know, that we felt that we should have pulled off. So, of course, the mood is, you know, we still got the guys upset, but, you know, we got to put it behind us. We got a big task this week against Denver. So we just got to find a way to go out to Denver and pull out a win.
Speaking of that, what's the focus as you guys head into the work week, Craig?
Work hard. You know, we got, as the club put it, we got 8 quarters left, you know, to put your best foot forward. So, I mean, it's tough team coming in Denver. You know, they're already in the playoffs. They're playing for home field advantage. So we just got to find a way, go out to Denver, just win the game.
And as your work week begins, what is your course of action starting with today?
Just get my mind right. I mean, it's end of the season, so you got to work even harder than you did at the beginning. You know, they got a lot of film on you. They've been watching you. All the little things you've been doing wrong, they'll find it and they'll exploit it. So you got to figure out what you've been doing wrong and fix it before they find it and work even harder than they can see.
Craig, thank you for your time and good luck to you.
All right, thank you, Jameer, and thank you, Craig Robertson. Coming up next, in about 2 minutes, we are going to sit down with the Browns special teams coach. That would be Chris Tabor. We'll talk about kick returns and coverage and all those fun things that Chris deals with. That will be coming up next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as you listen to us here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Stop the car! Your oil change light just turned on.
Oh, don't worry. I have an appointment at Liberty Ford tomorrow.
You don't need to buy a new car. You just need to get your oil changed.
I am. In fact, they will change the oil, rotate my tires, check the brakes, belts, batteries, and filter, all for just $39.99.
What? No car wash?
Well, that too. You get nothing but the best service at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for 18 flavors of incredible wings. Voted best wings in the USA. But ooh, baby, there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, specialty drinks, and drafts. All served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube. And every Tuesday is all-you-can-eat wing night.
Great times, great food. That's too quick to Steak and Lube.
RTA's new L-Line trolley is the quick and easy way to go between Public Square and your favorite attractions at Cleveland Lakefront. Because every weekend you can ride free with a smile from the Rail Hub at Tower City and the Horseshoe Casino to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum, Great Lakes Science Center, and Voinovich Park. So, if this trolley is a rockin', well, just smile and hop on board. The new L-Line trolley from RTA. Get ready to ride.
Okay, here's the thing. Kia has never, ever, ever made these offers before. You gotta get to Mentor Kia quick. Mentor Kia, 9090 Mentor Avenue in beautiful Mentor, Ohio. Get $1,000 in bonus cash on the 2013 Kia Sorento. $1,000 back, plus 0% financing for 60 months. Or get $500 in bonus cash on the 2012 Optima and Optima Hybrid, and 0% for 60 months. And when was the last time you got 0.9 financing for 60 months on a 2013 Optima? Plus, you can get the new iPad Mini free with any new Kia purchase or lease. Yeah, a 16 gig iPad Mini valued at $329 absolutely free. Plus, every new Kia is backed by the 10 year 100,000 mile limited powertrain warranty. But remember what I said earlier? You have to hurry. I don't think even Santa is offering up to $1,000 bonus cash. So get to Mentor Kia today. 9090 Mentor Avenue in beautiful Mentor, Ohio. 440-953-1000 or mentorkia.com. Kia bonus cash. iPad Mini while supplies last. Cannot combine offers. See dealer for details.
Vic Carucci with you here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And you know, nothing beats being there live to cheer for your favorite college team on to victory. Get tickets to all of the biggest college bowl games of the season at primesport.com. That's primesport.com. And joining us now is the Browns special teams coach, Chris Tabor. Chris, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Chris, let's talk about, first of all, Sunday. And I know after a loss, there isn't really anything you want to talk about as a bright spot, and I won't frame it that way. But the special teams in general have been very solid this year, really good this year in so many ways. And one of the things that stood out to me in a game where you were facing a team in the Redskins that also had a good special teams unit was that you did hold your own in a lot of categories, including the returns. I mean, Josh Cribbs did have some nice returns to give this team good field position.
I tell you, Josh is playing well. They're all playing well. And as a group, they've taken a lot of pride in trying to establish ourselves as a good special teams unit in the league. But the return game and kick return game, especially this past weekend, we didn't have just the big one, but it was very consistent, and Josh is doing a great job for us back there of hitting it, and he just runs so fearless, and I have a lot of respect for how he returns the ball. And then the guys up front blocking, you know, they take a lot of pride in him because they understand that Josh could break it at any minute. So they, you know, in the huddle all the time, they're saying, hey, let's take this one to the house, let's get Josh in the end zone. So it's fun to watch them execute and compete to try to get that guy in the end zone.
What else? As I was watching him Sunday, and I've watched him and watching him just throughout the whole time here in Cleveland, what else besides the athletic gifts that he has that makes him so effective? There's a lot of thought behind how this man returns. How you set returns up. Give me kind of a technical look at what makes Cribbs what he is.
Well, first and foremost, I just think he has a characteristic that you have to have as a kick return. That's just fearlessness. I mean, the guy is not afraid. When he catches the ball, when you watch him a lot of times, he's catching that ball and he's moving forward. He never catches the ball off his back foot, and he's already into the return because the wedge, there's a certain amount of yards that they have to set in front of him just for all the timing with regards to where they're setting up, guys up front holding their blocks, how long can they hold their blocks. And Josh makes that go because they all understand exactly how he's going to catch the football and get that thing going. And then when he hits it downhill, which is obviously what you want from your returner. But he does a great job in that area. But it's the other guys also. And Josh would be the first one to tell you, the Raven Trones of the world that are up there blocking, Craig Robinson, Kaluka Maeva. I mean, all those guys that do a great job blocking and take a lot of pride in it has helped our return game get to where we want it to be.
And with Travis Benjamin the week before having that 93-yard return for a touchdown, didn't have the chance to talk with you right after that, but let's get some analysis of that because it was such an interesting concept of switching people around out there, and I know it was something you worked on. So take us back maybe during the week of practice and how you arrive at doing what you did there, and then explain exactly, walk us through exactly what you were doing.
Well, first and foremost, I think obviously with Josh and his reputation with, throughout the league as a returner, both punt and kickoff, is extraordinary. Travis Benjamin is a young, talented football player who's exciting when the ball's in his hands.
And, right.
And at the same time, you gotta find ways to get them both out on the field because they can both break games open for you. But it was just something a little bit different bringing Josh down, which. The ball, you know, what is going on, but yet you have another capable guy that has the opportunity to take it all the way.
But you walked him up, so I mean, the idea of bringing him, setting him back there initially, then having him walk up to the line.
Yeah, come down, just cause a little bit of confusion there a little bit. And
what happens then? All right, what does the kicking team have to account for when he makes that late move? What are you hoping they would do, and what did the Chiefs do there?
Well, the Chiefs did what we were hoping that they were going to do, and they ended up bringing one of their outside guys down, which kind of tightens their coverage up a little bit.
Okay.
But it really, all the things worked out. We got the punt that we needed. They were kind of in the pooch area, and the other gunner that stayed out, he played behind because he thought that we weren't going to field the ball inside the 10 there, and so he automatically took himself out of the play, which allowed Travis a lot of room to catch the football and get started.
Because you had Travis initially in there to what you were disguising was having Travis pretend to be
one of the corners,
one of the corners,
the gunners,
and then he immediately goes back there. So they're not set up to cover that kick the way they want to be, because again, Cribbs is coming up in a blocking capacity, try to block the kick.
Right, no question. And I mean, it goes all back to number one, you want to be able to utilize your guys.
Yeah.
But just Josh's reputation as a returner really helps you.
Sure.
In those areas.
The initial mindset. Okay.
Yes.
And then you get the point you want, and then after that. Travis is being Travis. He's using that speed, but it looked to me like, he showed good instincts too, Coach, right? I mean, the way he kind of...
Oh, no question. He's a good football player. There's no doubt about that, and he's shown throughout the season just how fast he is.
Yeah.
And he did. He started the return and made an unbelievable cut up the middle and cut back essentially against the grain there a little bit and made some guys miss, and then the guys that went for the block just... kind of end up falling back, and they continue to play the whistle. Credit to those guys, and then they all celebrated together, which that to me that was the most exciting part of it, to see them all have some fun together, getting the ball in the end zone.
It was really kind of nice that it was Josh Cribbs that was part of the convoy helping him get upfield, and Johnson Batamosi was also part
all
of
those,
that too.
All those guys, they played all to the whistle there, and we had a lot of fun watching it and learning from it, and
sure.
Hopefully we can continue that and get another one in here within the next 2 weeks.
Chris Tabor, the special teams coach for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You know, I brought up Batamosi's name. You're always dealing with the younger guys on your units, and this team on your kick return and kick blocking and so on and so forth. This team has a proliferation of young guys, so it's probably younger than even the normal batch that you're going to utilize. But if you could talk about what kinds of contributions you've been getting from some of these younger players who this is where they're going to make their mark.
Well, I'll tell you what, you mentioned earlier, Johnson Batamosi, Buster Screen, L.J. Fort, Craig Robertson, Tank Carter, a lot of young players that have played a lot of downs for us. And the thing it's been nice to see their maturation process, so to speak. But the other thing that's really helped is the Phil Dawsons.
Yeah.
The Raven Trones, Kaluka Maeves, the older guys that have played and have helped them and guide them. And these young players have really taken to our older leadership within our room and have listened to them. But if there's a mistake, they've been real good about not making the same mistake the next week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been a fun part to watch them develop. And knock on wood, these next couple games, they continue to get better, and I expect them to. And they hold themselves to a high standard, and they've been taking pride in it. So I think that's helped us become a better unit.
Is it harder to do a lot of that, I want to call it tricky stuff, but the stuff that does involve some scheming and again, like that return that Travis Benjamin had against Kansas City, harder to do with younger people until they're fully aboard and kind of know the basic stuff? Do you, and is there a reason that something like that would happen later in the season as opposed to earlier in the year?
Yeah, I think it does sometimes. For us, I think there's always three things that, you know, you talk about: assignment, alignment, and technique. And if you're able to execute those three principles, you can play fast. And really, in the special teams world, you want your guys to be able to play fast and not be thinking and use their God-given ability so that they can go out and put themselves in position to make plays. I would definitely say that as the season goes along. I noticed this past week there seemed to be a few more fakes from other special teams units
around the league.
Around the league, and that's probably due to, as you get, you know, through the season here, you're beginning to break a few tendencies. You have more, you know, your players more of what they can and cannot do, so you're maybe able to take a few more risks here and there. I'm pleased with our young guys of how they're developing.
How much fun has it been for you to be part of, and this is your second season with them, but to be part of Phil Dawson's incredible career? Because now we're getting to the point where he makes history with almost every field goal. He's doing something that's of historic nature with regard to the team records and league marks.
No question. I mean, it has been a privilege to say that you were, you know, one of his coaches. He obviously, and I beat, it's like beating a dead horse. I mean, he is such a professional at what he does. He's a true pro, and I truly believe he's having an all-pro year. I mean, everyone talks about his field goals, but, you know, his touchbacks are up. Our kickoff coverage is better this year due to the fact that Phil Dawson, our kicker, moves the ball all around. He limits teams' returns of what they can and cannot do because of they're not for sure where he's going to kick the football.
Sure.
And then our young players that have continued to develop are getting better in that area. But it does. It goes back to Phil. He's there's no question he's one of the great Brown players of all time, and it's been an honor for me to be associated with him and be able to coach him a little bit.
One of the things that came up recently as an NFL-wide topic is the possibility of eliminating kickoffs. I know you're well aware of that, and the commissioner brought it up in an interview, and this concept of maybe having a punt replace a kickoff and then setting up that 4th and 15 situation where from the 30-yard line, I guess, where if you could pick up the 15 yards, that would be in lieu of onside kick. But if something like that, as dramatic as that were to happen, I always say this: a lot of people have screamed, you know, yelled and screamed that you can't do this; it changes the game too much. But as coaches, you just adapt. If those are the rules, you figure out ways around it, right? So how would you envision something like that impacting the game, and what would be the adjustments?
Well, first and foremost, I understand why the rule change is being talked about. And
of course,
player safety is first and foremost. There's no doubt about that. But also, when you're talking about a big rule change like that, I think obviously you're looking at the integrity of the game and all those things. You know, it's like a few years ago when they said we can only have a two-man wedge on kick return. You know, a lot of teams use three guys and four guys, and then you had to go back in your room there and try to figure out how can I make my concepts work within the parameters of these new rules. And I think whatever the league decides, I think all special teams coaches will go right in there and figure it out and see how they can do and what they can and cannot do.
Yeah, you guys will push that envelope as far as it'll go, I'm sure. Big challenge. They're all big challenges, I know. And every week I see you in the hallways and everywhere. We know you have an opponent coming up that can do some big things in the kicking game. And this week it's the Denver Broncos. So give me some thoughts on what the challenges are facing them.
Well, they're, you know, just their Their kicker and punter and long snapper are very good. You know, their kicker has had 55 touchbacks, and he obviously seems to hit more touchbacks out in Denver than he does on the road at this time. But he's an excellent kicker, because when you're talking about touchbacks, you're obviously talking about, as we talked about earlier, Josh Cribbs, and,
sure.
and does that limit his returns and those type of things. And then they have a great punt returner in this Holiday kid who's they picked up from Houston a few games in, and he's electric. I believe that he's seventh in the league right now. So we have our hands full, and they got a good set of core guys. I mean, they're an awfully good football team, offense, defense, and yeah. in their kicking. So we'll be ready to go, and I have confidence in our guys, but this will be a good challenge for us.
Well, Chris, we thank you so much for taking the time, and we'll talk to you again.
All right, thanks so much.
He is Chris Tabor, the special teams coach for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
John can't wait. His new F-150 will be here in 30 minutes.
His new what?
F-150. Liberty Ford is delivering it to the house.
Delivering? Are you two just made of money?
No, we were busy later, so they're bringing it to us, paperwork and all. And with the deal we got, I'd say Liberty just made it really convenient.
Ugh, that's just too easy.
No, that's just Liberty Ford.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
The following was inspired by an actual conversation.
Hello, Arby's.
Hi, who sliced your meat today?
Doug. Why?
Is Doug a robot?
No, Doug's not a robot.
Is non-robot Doug freshly slicing roast beef for the Arby's French dip and Swiss sandwich, and then adding melted Swiss and a cup of steaming au jus?
yeah, actually he is.
Good. I will take human Doug over a machine any day.
Get two Arby's French dip sandwiches for just $5 at participating restaurants for a limited time. Arby's, slicing up freshness.
Hey guys, it's Michael Reguy here, and if you're like me and you want to get a great gift, get them a gift of Spa West. That's right, a gift to be pampered and to relax. I tell you all the time, I've been to Spa West. The spa is absolutely beautiful. Spa West is Ohio's largest day spa. Get a gift from now through Christmas and receive up to a 20% bonus gift card. Call them 440-899-SPA-W or buy it online instantly at spawest.com. Spa West in Westlake. I'm Michael Reguy, and I'll see you there.
Hi, I'm Anthony Munoz. I didn't make it into the Pro Football Hall of Fame by letting drugs and alcohol affect my ability to play. I brought my A game every time, and that's what you should do when sharing the road. That means never getting behind the wheel under the influence and wearing your seatbelt, because it's always the best defense against a drunk driver. So whether you're driving around town or to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, never let impaired driving take you out of the game.
This message brought to you by the Ohio Department of Public Safety.
Listen up. If you need cash, 650 Gold is the place to go. Right now they're buying gold, silver, and jewelry and paying cash. That's right. Cash in your pocket from 650 Gold. It's real easy. You go to one of their 11 locations and they will hook you up. Tell them what you got. They'll give you a price. If you agree, boom. Straight cash, homie. 216-650-GOLD. 216-650-GOLD. Or go to 650gold.com. 650-GOLD.
I'm almost out of holiday shopping time again, and with less time to finish and less holiday green in my wallet, thank goodness for Half Price Books. Half Price Books is full of amazing and unusual gifts for everyone on your list, from kids to grandparents. If you haven't visited Half Price Books lately, you'll be amazed at the selection of smart, thoughtful gifts. Great books on every subject imaginable, puzzles, games and toys, movies and music box sets, everything from the past to the future. Holiday shopping shouldn't be tedious when at Half Price Books it's a treasure hunt. Or send someone on their own shopping adventure. Buy a $25 Half Price Books gift card and get a $5 bonus card for someone really special to come back and use in January. You! So hurry to Half Price Books and get all your last minute shopping wrapped up. in North Olmsted, Mayfield Heights, Menor, and Rocky River. To find out more or to find the store nearest you, visit halfpricebooks.com.
Appreciate the fact that you've been hanging out with us on this Football Tuesday. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you here. Let's go back to your questions and comments that you submit to the Browns official Facebook, Twitter page, is and our Browns Daily Twitter page, which is Browns_daily. The handle on that, encourage you to check out that for the latest on the show and links to how you can hear not only the live streaming broadcast, but also our archive versions. And you could submit questions and comments via our email line. We encourage that too, daily@clevelandbrowns.com. Voicemail is another way you can ask your question. We'll put the put your voice on the air, selected ones with questions, comments. Voicemail line is 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459. All right, Ben from Twitter says, we may be out of the playoffs, but you heard it here first. Next year, we're going to cause some ruckus. I think you're onto something there, Ben. I think when you're this team, and I know it doesn't feel so good right now in the aftermath of the Washington game. I don't think the Washington game, however, captures all of the games that have been played, all 14 games that have been played. I don't think you boil down 14 games to that one game. And I think what you do is you look at that, it certainly matters that the performance wasn't good from top to bottom, and we have pretty well analyzed that the last two nights on this show pretty thoroughly. But what you focus on, I think, to your point of being encouraged for next year, and whatever ruckus means, does it mean a postseason run? Does it, you know, the types of things that could, and I'm sure that's what you're talking about, more of a ruckus than what is now a five-win season, is the youth on this team and the good players that I think represent the majority of those young players. But it doesn't stop there. You need to add more. You need to get better. You need to find, I think, another pass rusher, another guy in the backfield, probably another receiver, and enhance what you have. I think they're in good shape in a lot of positions. I think the O-line is as good as we've seen it in a while. I think the quarterback situation is, you know, is playing itself out. As I mentioned before, I do think it's still, we still need to see what these next two games bring to come to a final verdict, if that's the right way to put it, or more of a verdict on Brandon Whedon. Because new people will be making those decisions. When I mean by new people, I mean the ones, starting with the ones already in the building, in with the owner, Jimmy Haslam, and the CEO, Joe Banner. Whether it will be different people than Tom Heckert and Pat Shurmur to decide that, we're going to find that out too. But we know that's out there. I mean, we know that those are the constant questions being asked, and the speculation about other names coming into the organization. That's daily fodder and consumption for this team, and it's only going to intensify as we get to the end of the year, because that's when that stuff does surface and come about, and then we'll see. And Joe Banner, in a media conference call that was going on actually simultaneous with this show, got into those, heard those questions, said thinking process is not done and decisions have not been made, final decisions have not been made, but there are decisions to be made. So he acknowledges that, and that goes to your question too about all of those components. It's building upon what you have foundationally with the young players and coaching them and guiding them and constructing it the way it needs to be constructed to take it to the next level, take it to many levels above. Sarge from Twitter, he says, Brandon Whedon has more tipped and batted balls down than any other quarterback. I haven't seen a hard stat on this, Sarge, but I wouldn't doubt that it probably it seems to happen to him quite a bit. And what's the reason? Pat Shurmur got into this the other day in his news conference with the shallow cross throws that are not it's a throw that he is as a pro player is still, I think, making his transformation to, as opposed to what he did in college. It's throwing an intermediate and shorter and more precise throw that does have to go through lanes not at the same perhaps trajectory that a longer throw is. He's clearly better at getting the ball up and over for a longer throw than a lot of, you know, what occurs to be, and I think in most cases these happen on these shorter throws. So it's timing, rhythm, understanding on his part to find the right lanes and put him through. And that's part of the growing up and developing of Brandon Whedon, regardless of his age. You know, when I say growing up and people say, yeah, he's 29, it doesn't matter. He's 29. He's still as much a rookie as any other rookie quarterback in the NFL. We want to thank Bernie Kosar and Chris Tabor. We want to thank Craig Robertson and Jameer Howerton. We want to thank Drew Boatner and Joe Meadows. We want to thank Dave DiNatale and our producer tonight, Matt Fontana. We will talk to you again tomorrow night on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.